We are WTSQ LP 88.1 Charleston. That's the greatest rock and roll band in the history of everything. Screaming Females with their cover of Neil Young's Cortez the Killer. Okay. Remember, guys, avoid downtown Charleston for the next few hours if you can, especially around the Coliseum. And if you're in the Sissonville area, if you don't have to be in the car today, don't. Cassie Johnson's funeral taking place currently right now at the arena. Lots and lots and lots of law enforcement are in downtown Charleston, probably hundreds of cars, people from all over the country to attend Cassie's funeral. And it's just, there's going to be road closures. It's just going to be silly for you to be out driving around if you don't have to today. And just a quick shout out to all of our friends in the media who are covering this, our friends at WSAZ, at Channel 13, and my coworkers at Channel 8, who, you know, it's not warm outside. It's a grim, dark, chilly day. They're out there. All of our media friends in the Kanawha Valley are rock stars, and I just want to say I love you all and thank you for being supportive of WTSQ and just for covering all this stuff. But on the phone, let's shift gears significantly. Estella, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hi.
Okay, so last time, Estella, we spoke, we were talking about Brexit. And first of all, it does seem like it's 400 million years ago, but that seemed, Estella, like the end of the world. What has, yeah. Oh my gosh, do we even remember Brexit?
It's going to hit us right in the face at the start of 2021, so, but yeah.
Okay, so let's... And our dear friend Estella Adieri is on the phone, and we know and love Estella. She plays in Big Joni. She plays in Charm Pit. She does solo music. She's just the best. Okay, Estella, let's recount 2020 so far.
Yeah, been a long year.
I didn't. You know what? It's not over yet. How are you doing? I know you've been really busy. But how are you? How's your family? How are your neighbors and how are your friends doing?
Yeah, I think it's been emotionally quite up and down for me and a lot of people. Here in the UK, we've just emerged from our second lockdown.
Right.
So the first one was, I think, like in March. Earlier this year, we had like quite a heavier lockdown, and then we recently just had like another 4-week one. So now things are slowly, like, they're open again, but there's a lot of restrictions and a lot of things aren't open. There's still a lot of uncertainty. So I think the uncertainty has been really difficult to kind of live with day to day. Really just not being sure, like, on a personal level, like, how long I'm going to manage to avoid the virus. As far as I know,
yes.
I haven't had it, but there was also a long time at the start where tests weren't readily available, so I couldn't have got tested to know if I was asymptomatic. So there's that uncertainty, then there's kind of like wider uncertainty of what's going on with, I guess, like the country in general or like the music industry or those, yes, kind of like macro issues. So yeah, just a lot of unknown. And then also, like, trying to just, like, work and do, like, bouncer in the middle of a pandemic. So very strange.
And of course, Brexit at the beginning of 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what this is a joke about the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln, Estella. And it's, you know, he got assassinated while watching a play with his wife. And the joke, and it's real gallows humor, the joke is, so Mrs. Lincoln, aside from all that with your husband, how was the play? There's just, it's nothing, I don't think anything will shock anybody anymore.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, we had, you know, the height of the pandemic, and we're still at the height of the pandemic. Mr. Mm-hmm. Floyd was killed, and we had the protests, we had mm-hmm. the election. It's how have you been aside from playing music and just how have you been handling things and how what has your day to day been like?
I guess I've been trying to establish more routines.
Right.
Been told that would be good, and I'm not very good at it. So yeah, I've been working on that. kind of like getting outside when I can has been really useful, like because yeah, you can't really like do much indoors with other people at the moment, so like meeting friends for socially distant walks and actually like getting out, getting exercise, trying to go and run. We can do sports now, so I play football like with a women's team outside. And just like staying active has been a big thing. I think a lot of like introspection has taken place this year. I've had like CBT, so thinking about the way I think, which is interesting. And yeah, I guess trying to stay afloat during what feels like a relentlessly difficult time.
Do you know, Estella, there's a guitar player, I'm sure you know her, she's called Charlie Stone. I don't know her too well.
Yeah.
And she plays with like Desperate Journalists and bands like that. She posted something really interesting. I think it was on her Instagram not that long ago. And I don't know if these were her words or, but they struck me. It's like, you know, going through this with a brave face and on the surface, you know, seeming like you're getting through this with a smile or a smirk on your face, but being traumatized by not just what's happening, you know, in your own little circle, but with in your community, in your country, and in the world. And I think that after all this winds down, hopefully, I saw today that the lady in Britain was the first person to receive the Pfizer vaccine. And when the pandemic hopefully soon winds down, I think a lot of us are going to need emotional support. You know, we'll have, you know, subdued the pandemic, but then I think we're going to have collective post-traumatic stress disorder if we don't have it already. This has been bonkers.
Yeah, I think, I've seen kind of similar sentiments on social media as well about how we haven't, it felt like there hasn't really been space to kind of hold or grapple with the amount of like grief that happened. Like a lot of people have lost people, and we haven't had like maybe a public moment to acknowledge all of that loss and the fact that many people have had to kind of cope with that in conditions where we then can't have our usual coping mechanisms. Like, you know, my sister's had to attend like a virtual wake rather than, you know, how we would do it in person, right. Things like that. So yeah, like the things that you would gravitate to, maybe like finding comfort in your friends and family, and maybe not being able to because they're shielding or because you're locked down and things like that, and that kind of connection. So yeah, I do think it'll be difficult, particularly knowing how like underfunded mental health services are already, definitely in the UK. But just trying to think about how important it will be to actually be there for people and support their like mental well-being after this, because it has been so difficult on so many fronts at the same time.
And this is on top of things that we struggle with anyway on a day-to-day basis.
Hey,
it's 1:09 here in Charleston, 6:09 in the UK. Our friend Estella Adieri is on the phone with us. Estella, what was it like the first time you got on the pitch with your football team? How was it for everybody to see each other and to know that you were going to play? That must have been awesome.
Yeah, it felt really good. Like, I think because we've just been able to come back now that the second lockdown was lifted, because we don't play indoors, we're allowed to play. But yeah, everyone was just like really stoked. I think because it's like, obviously it's exercise and stuff, but it's only like social as well. And I feel a lot more motivated to do stuff when it's with like other people. So it's like, you know, it's hard pressed to get me to do like any exercise, which just me like telling myself I'm going to do it. I just wouldn't do it. Whereas, if it's like a community thing and everyone's supporting each other, that like makes a big difference to kind of like how I feel in the week or having that thing to look forward to and stuff. And I think, yeah, one of the things that I found especially difficult in the second lockdown, because now it's winter here, it's dark, it's like dark by like, I don't know, like 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And then you don't see the sun again until about 8 a.m. the next morning or whatever. So, and that feeling of like not really having things to look forward to doing, so you can't do anything, is quite difficult, I think. So,
did you guys win the game, your first game back?
Yeah, we're playing just among like, ourselves, it's quite friendly. But I did score a goal.
Yay!
So I'm not thinking about that.
No, it is seriously, it's small things like that which keep us going. Okay, let's talk about something, Stella, that's very, 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 very important to a lot of us, and that's the music industry. And you play in a couple of bands. You know, music is a big part of your life, and fortunately or unfortunately, it's a business. The music industry just shut down cold at the start of this pandemic. How have you guys in Big Joni and Charmpit and your, you know, other bands in your, you know, in your friend circle, how have you guys been handling this and dealing with this stuff?
Yeah, I think it's been like quite difficult to kind of process at first at the beginning. I'd say maybe particularly for Charmpit, because we'd released our first album, or it was coming out just as everything started shutting down. So we've like not been able to tour our first album, and that was like a really big thing we were looking forward to this year and have so many plans for and a lot of excitement about. So yeah, having to kind of deal with that reality and still like appreciate the things we've been able to do with the album, like the live streams for our label, specialist subjects, and have people reach out and say what it's meant to them being able to listen to it in lockdown and stuff has still been really significant. But yeah, that's been quite weird. I realise I still don't have like my own copy of it.
I even have a copy of the Charmpit album.
I don't have it. I think it finds at Rihanna's house, I think. So it exists, but I haven't been really travelling to like South London to get it. It's been hard not to feel like we've missed certain opportunities. Like with Big Joni, we would have had a lot of summer festival plans, yes, things like that. And like not being able to do a proper live thing for the Third Man release of the Solange cover, and not being able to kind of get out there with the latest release, the split with Charmpit, like it would have been fun to do a show together or something to celebrate the split single on Kill Rock Stars, and we haven't been able to kind of do those things the way we usually would. And I feel like with at Big Joni shows as well, it is a really good chance to be able to connect with people, like when we're chatting between songs or chatting after the gig, it feels like quite a communal experience.
No, of course.
And there's a lot of input from the people who come to shows, and I've missed that experience quite a lot. And yeah, like being able to talk without like a screen it would be quite nice. So it's just, I guess, obviously we've had you know, the opportunity to get in the studio, Big Joni in the studio tomorrow. So we have had some time to like work on new music, but it's been a shame not to be out there playing live when that was quite a big thing for both bands.
I should think that the first Big Joni show back in the first Charm Pit show back, where you're at a proper venue playing in front of people, it's going to be like therapy for everybody. And I know even if I'm not there, I'll be crying just thinking about it, because it's like, you're not just going to see, when you're seeing Big Joni or you're seeing Charm Pit, or so many other acts, Stella, it's not like you're just going to see a band play music. It's, as you said, you're part of a community, and you see people and you see your friends on stage, and there's a certain comfort and security being in that room, seeing people on stage and seeing like-minded people in the crowd. And I know personally, it makes my heart ache that we're not able to do this. I mean, I know we're thankful that we have our health and our places to live and everything, but my goodness, this has been a big hole in a lot of our hearts. Hold on one second, Estella. Emily Bean. Mm-hmm. Emily Bean is one of my colleagues on the radio station. She hosts Attention Please, a show on Monday nights here. She's the first person on the radio station to have ever played Big Joni, and she wants to know, what position do you play in football? Where do you play on the pitch?
Lately, I keep being put like left midfield, right. But I think I'm much better on the right-hand side, and my preference is for defense, but currently like kind of left, midfield. Sometimes I venture up front, but
does your team have
a name? I think I'm a defensive part.
Does your team have a name?
We don't really. We're just like Bound Green Women or something like that. Right. Like, yeah. I just found it on like Facebook. So yeah. We should get a proper team name though.
Oh yes, and that will be the official football team of WTSQ. You let us know. Yeah, we'll have a supporters group here in Charleston. Oh my goodness, yeah. We got somebody to Facebook Live the matches.
Exactly. So like, yeah, the area doesn't get enough like representation. So, yeah.
So Estella, aside from all this stuff, Big Joni's had quite an amazing year. When we heard about the single coming out on Third Man, we were all like, this is nuts. And then when you guys signed to Kill Rock Stars, it's like, you know, it's hard because this is such a big deal and this is so exciting. And then you see everything around us, but these are the things that are keeping a lot of us going, is all the good stuff that is happening throughout all this nightmare. What was it like when you did, we'll start with Jack's stuff. What was it like when you were asked to do the record for Third Man?
I think it came about through a conversation with between like Shadeen and like Ben Frank from Third Man.
Right.
And Ben's really helped us a lot with getting the single out and stuff. But like, to me, it all always feels like quite surreal, and I would never quite believe it till I see it. So like, it'll be like the email chain is happening and it's like, oh yeah, so maybe we could do this single, and you know, well, why don't we put the live version of it to you on the B-side, that sounds cool, and yeah, the artwork sounds nice. So it always like, for me it's just like, I think I always retain some skepticism until it actually happens. And it takes a while process, like that's a thing. But yeah, it was just like super exciting. And yeah, like very surreal to be on, like, or to have a single on Jack White's label and have all the support that we've had from them as well. And like, I say, like Ben and Camille, especially. And like, yeah, to be able to even do like the live stream for their channel and right. stuff, and kind of be in their catalog, just feels like wild. Like, just kind of, yeah, because you never really know what you're going to do with a band. And like, I think we've always had quite like modest kind of goals. Like, we wanted to headline this venue, Moss Club, which we did at the start of this year, like that was in January, one of our last gigs of the year.
Right.
And, but yeah, it's like you don't sit at home and think like, oh, I want Jack White to release my right. single or whatever. Ridiculous. So like, yeah, so it's just wild. And then like the Kill Rock Stars thing as well, like it was like a conversation that was happening, but I wasn't super involved, and again, didn't believe it really. Like, they'd emailed. I know they got in touch like quite a long time ago and had said they liked her music and stuff, and I was like, this is wild, like, what are they doing emailing us, whatever. Yes. And then there was several conversation, and Steph obviously like had kept up the email conversation, and yeah, then like lockdown happened, and then suddenly it was like releasing our second album. Like, it all felt like, it felt like I'd missed something. But suddenly they were releasing our album. So I was like, okay. But like, yeah. So again, very strange. But like, yeah, you just never know what's going to happen, really.
So, there are three major goals, and it's 120 and 620 in the UK. Our friend Estella Adieri is on the phone with us from London. There are three. So what you're saying, let's recount the three main goals you've had for your career as a musician. One, Third Man Records. Two, Kill Rock Stars. Three, getting really popular in the state of West Virginia. You've attained all those.
Yeah, as well. Like, it's kind of weird because, like, we obviously so want to come over and, like, play in America, and I don't know when that will feasibly be a thing that could happen, but yeah, audiences in America have been really like kind to us, and shows like yours and stuff have played us, and it's always like, it feels very strange to be sat in London and have like people in the States kind of care what you're doing and stuff, or know like your band and stuff. It just feels like, I don't know, just like so far away, and such a surprise every time to be like, oh, like, yeah, someone in Charleston is like listening to Big Tony and like tweeting about it or something.
Not just me. There are Emily, Tom Sloan, a lot of people on the radio station and in Charleston love you guys. So everybody, listen up. Wear your masks. get the damn vaccine when it's available. Social distant, wash your hands, because we need Big Joni to come to America. Estella, can we play the song that came out on Third Man?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Talk to us about this Solange song, because I think you guys couldn't have picked a better cover. This is, because it's like it's your song. You've made it your song.
Yeah, like, well, hopefully people know that Steph is a huge Solange fan.
Yes.
She's written a book about, it's called Why Solange Matters. It'll be out next year.
Great.
Yeah, like, so we'd all, like, obviously love the album, A Seat at the Table, absolutely loves this song. So I think it was probably Steph who suggested, like, covering it, because, as you know, we do like a cover. We have a TLC cover a couple years ago. But,
yes.
And so, yeah, so we'd, like, had a go in, like, band practice. I've got, like, the original, like, bass. Like, it wasn't like the tab, but the actual like manuscript is the song, and I was like, wow, it's actually like quite difficult. I was like trying to like play the bass line, and Shadeen was kind of like, well, like, you know, we have to play it exactly how they would play it. We could, you know, kind of Big Joni-fy it, like kind of play it how we would kind of like approach it, so like we don't have to stick to the exact script. And yeah, so we were kind of jamming around at practice, and yeah, it just kind of started to get this kind of drony direction to it and stuff, and we really liked it, so we kind of ran with that. And we went to the studio with Margot, who produced the album Sisters, and did the production on the cover. And yeah, she always gets out like some crazy pedals we can play with, or just exciting instruments to like add layers on top to kind of bring out the vibe that we would have described that we wanted.
Right.
So yeah, so there's lots of harmonies and a bit of, we wanted the intro to have this kind of like almost like desert rock like kind of feel. And yeah, so we did kind of morph it into a bit of a different thing, but hoping Solange liked it. Like, I mean, she did like a tweet about it, so I feel like hopefully that means she's aware of it and approves. That,
okay.
That's what I'm going to just assume anyway.
Estella, I'm going to make you a promise that there's no way I can keep. But if Big Joni play in Charleston, WTSQ will fly Solange in So she will sing this with you on stage.
Yeah.
Again, I can't keep that promise. But guys, if you're listening right now, turn this up, because like as Estella is saying, there's a lot, aside from it being a great song and a great cover, there are a lot of things going on in this song, in this record sonically. And here's Big Joni. This was on Third Man Records, Estella. Oh my God. Here's Cranes in the Sky on WTSQ. Joni with their cover of Solange's Cranes in the Sky, Estella, on Jack White's Third Man Records. Can I say that again, Estella? That record came out on Jack White's Third Man Records.
Yeah.
Okay. Very important question. And our friend Estella Adieri is on the phone. And Estella's a good sport listening to me, you know, yell in her ear. Okay. Big Joni. I want to know how the original Big Joni is. How is Steph's mom doing?
I believe very good. Yeah. She's doing great. We all love the original Big Joni. So, yeah. She's still in Wolverhampton, keeping safe, wearing a mask and all that.
I told Steph when I spoke to her, I guess it was almost 2 years ago, that one day I want to speak to Big Joni on the radio. She said, we can arrange that.
That would be so cool.
And guys, if you have, and you should have it, if you have the album Sisters by Big Joni, you'll see Steph's mom, the real Big Joni, on the cover and looking beautiful with Steph's aunt. I'm just looking right now, and it's 1:32, 6:32. In the UK, and I'm looking at my chat window with my sister Emily Bean, and Emily's talking about how important the label Kill Rock Stars was and still is to her. Like, she even describes the label as being life-changing, and so many people have said similar. Kill Rock Stars have, let's see, I think one of the first Kill Rock Stars records I got was in like 93 and still going strong. Yeah. How does it feel to be part of such a, it's not only that the people at Kill Rock Stars are great, it's
kind of wild, to be honest. Like, it does feel like, you know, you're joining this like legacy label. Like, so many direct influencers have been part of the Kill Rock Star family, and like, you know, would we be making this music without bands like Bikini Kill, like Kinnear, etc.? Like, so to kind of, be seen as, like, I guess a continuation of that tradition that influenced us so heavily, like, feels very, like, even just, like, just such a great kind of, almost like a validation to what we've been doing. And just like kind of an honor, really, to be able to be a part of that family and be so welcomed by the Kill Rock Stars team and stuff, and have them like really championing us and knowing that, like, you know, even though, again, we haven't been able to physically meet them, but we really know that they're like fully behind us 100% and so for this new record and stuff. And that just feels really amazing to just kind of have that support and something that's been so important to the three of us.
And
again, we'd never have predicted it, to be honest, like, at all.
So, first of all, as a reminder to everybody, Big Joni's first album, Sisters, out on Thurston Moore's label, which is insane as it is. And it really does say a lot about the importance of Big Joni, that all these legendary people from Thurston, Jack White's crew, and Kill Rock Stars are behind the band. I mean, these aren't just people. And even if they were people putting out records in their basements, that's fine. That's how punk rock started. But this, you guys are surrounded with epic people. The shows you supported last year, this is just... Let's put the pandemic aside. Let's pretend we're in 2021 and we've all gotten the vaccines, and hopefully the vaccines are working. You guys are going to do really, really, really well. I think you guys will do as well as you want to do.
Yeah, I really hope so. Like, I know we just can't wait to really get back out there with people, just get back touring, you know, when that's a safe and viable thing to do. Even just being able to, like, be able to get in the studio tomorrow and know that we can keep working on that album has been something I've been really looking forward to, because, like, it just feels like Sisters was so much better received than we could ever have expected, and we learned a lot from that album cycle and that first experience of recording with Margot and knowing that, like, there's kind of like no real limitations in the studio. Right. So, like, we've been able to think a lot bigger with the second album and kind of tested the waters a little with some of the new songs that we've been trying to play live, and they've been really well received. So, we're quite excited to be able to get new stuff down and be able to let people hear it and stuff. So, yeah, that's just what we're like working towards for 2021. And like, people have been asking for merch for ages. We're finally like getting that sorted out, yes, and trying to like, yeah, just get everything in place to, yeah, just kind of like really go for it next year, I think.
And also, like, going to the studio tomorrow with your bandmates has got to be a great distraction to everything that's going on around you.
Yeah, like, I think we had a meeting with somebody from like the merch company about like sorting out our merch and our website and all this like kind of back, like, sound admin that like isn't my favorite thing to do, to be honest. I've never done that to it. But like, and then like he like left the call, and then the three of us like just stayed for ages and had a chat. We were like, oh, we've seen each other for ages and like not been able to catch up, and it has been like quite weird. So it's like quite nice to have an excuse to just like
just a chat,
have a gossip. Yeah, and like, because again, like, that's what we do at sound practice as well. Like, a lot of it is just like catching up or like talking about what's going on in our lives and stuff. And it's weird not having that space. So yeah, it's like kind of take any opportunity we can, like, with everyone being so busy and having so much going on, to at least try and stay connected. So,
Estella, yeah, I have to tell you that the Charm Pit album is amazing, and it's out on Specialist Subject. And Specialist Subject, talk about a legendary punk label. They are just the best. It's a great record store. Our friends at Specialist Subject are the best, Erica and Kay and all those guys. But you're like your label mates on Specialist Subject, like Cosmin, like Erica and Toodles. Wow. I mean, this is punk rock. This is new punk rock royalty here we're talking about.
Yeah, we love Erica so much. And yeah, and Kay and Andrew. And again, yeah, like, it's really nice to be able to call such a supportive label like your home, basically. And yeah, they helped us so much with the record this year and kind of shifting gears with COVID and everything. And yeah, just like, I think they just did such a good job like getting out and adapting really quickly and stuff. And yeah, I can't wait to be able to go back to Bristol and actually like visit the shop and play downstairs again and exchange like the new downstairs and everything. And yeah, it's just like, but yeah, again, the way they've managed to keep the label going under COVID and the live streams that they organized early on that felt so good and felt like, again, they've managed to gather like a big community just online and like create something that felt really special and really necessary at the time when like live music had very suddenly been taken away from us. And then they had these, I think it was 10 weekly live streams with fans from all over the world doing special sets and everyone like chatting in the Instagram comments. And it was like as close as you could get to a gig vibe at the time. And so that was really special.
Have you seen any of Erica Freese's live streams?
Yeah. She's so cute.
She is one of my heroes, and her music makes me cry, quite honestly.
Yeah.
And she's so, I mean, she's such a terrific singer and songwriter. And and this is the thing, they're like, I don't know if you are a fan of a group from Chicago called Rat Boys. They had like a 24-hour live stream where they were getting bands all over the world just like joining in. And this is what we do when, you know, we can't be together. We improvise and we overcome and we adapt to this stuff and we make it happen. I mean, we can't be with each other in person, but we're still, you know, we're still with each other.
Yeah. And that's been really important, I think. And yeah, it's really helped me a lot over the last couple of months. And yeah, it's just something I don't think, yeah, I could have taped as well without that.
Estella, it is 6:40. in London. Have you had your dinner yet?
Not yet.
What are we talking about here?
Depending what part of the country you're from.
what's for your tea?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I went to Morrison's. It's a really boring story, but I went to Morrison's and I feel like I still didn't really come home with like a meal.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't really know. I did have like a good kind of like brunch meal earlier because I love a quick breakfast.
Right.
So yeah, I'm going to have to figure out how to follow that up adequately, I think.
What has been, Stella, throughout COVID, what has been your go-to stress eating or comfort food or junk food?
Well, like everybody else, I did start making banana bread. But,
yes.
I'm both like, but to be fair, I'm like gluten intolerant and lactose intolerant.
Right.
So I've managed to like, you know, like perfect the recipe so that it's still like really tasty, even though it's missing some specifically tasty ingredients. So yeah, I'm quite proud of being able to make like a decent gluten-free vegan banana bread.
It was so funny because to sort of just get away from my wife, Caitlin's sister lives up in New York, and they came down, her and her boyfriend, and stayed here for a month or so at the height of all this. And they started talking about sourdough bread. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And then I would look online and it seemed like all of North America was making sourdough bread and banana bread.
Yeah. Like, all of London too. Yeah.
It was so funny. And like 9 months later, I'm like, oh, you know what? I want to make sourdough bread. And Caitlin's like, you're a little bit late, man.
Yeah. I remember like early lockdown, like literally I could not find gluten-free self-raising flour for love nor money. Like everyone was baking. It was extreme.
Oh my goodness. I you know, they talk about, Estella, the quarantine 15. I'm on like the quarantine 50. I really need to exercise because when I say I'm rolling out of bed, I am literally rolling out of bed. Chris Long, the president of WTSQ, has actually custom made my own wheelbarrow to get me to the basement so I can do the show. What's the cliche term, large and in charge? That's me, Estella.
I say embrace it.
Absolutely. Oh my God. There was a point where if it was put in front of me, you know, I'm vegan as well. And I was like, if it's vegan and it's in front of me, I'm going to eat it. Like Caitlin said, we say, what do you want for supper? I'm like, yes. Just get a shovel.
Yeah, and whatever it is.
Oh my goodness. And there were certainly worse things we could have been doing than stuffing our faces. Estelle, hey. when are you guys hoping to have the second Big Joni record out, or is it too early for that yet?
I think we were hoping, like, I don't know if we'll be pushed back a little because there were some dates we have to cancel in the lockdown just gone.
Right.
Studio dates that we've missed. But I'd say maybe like summer 2021, hopefully. And then we'll see if it does end up having to be autumn. But definitely by next year, we'd have to have the release out.
I cannot wait to see Big Joni play, whether we have to come to the UK to see you play or whether you are playing with Solange here in the WTSQ studios.
It sure happens.
You know what? Stranger things have happened in life.
Yeah.
I just want to know what Solange would want in her writer from the radio station.
That's true, yeah.
Maybe like, Solange, you have to take the smaller dressing room because Big Joni are here.
We can never.
Oh, my goodness. Please give all of our love from all your friends here in Charleston to your bandmates, both in Big Joni and in Charm Pit, and to all of your friends. We're, you know, there's a lot of solidarity taking place during all this nonsense, and we love you guys, and we really, 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 really are excited about your new deal with Kill Rock Stars, because we're looking forward to playing the record over and over and over again.
Thanks
so much. Hang on for me, because I'm going to say goodbye off air, but what we're going to do right now is we're going to play Cut Your Hair, the Cluster Room Sessions from the first from the split single, with Charm Pit. We'll play Charm Pit, Bridges Go Burn, and a couple of other Big Joni songs. But Estella, what is the social media for Big Joni? How can people get in touch with you guys or hear some stuff if they want to?
We're on, I think, everything except TikTok, because we're not, like, trendy enough to be on TikTok. We don't know how to use it. But we are on Instagram, I think, at Big Joni Band. Twitter is big_Joni, I think, at big_Joni. And we're on Facebook. And same with Charm Pit. I think the Twitter is at Charm Pit Band. And on Instagram, it's at Charm Pit. And then on Facebook as well. So Anne-Marie might have started a Charm Pit TikTok. She's quite savvy about that kind of stuff, so you can try and hit her up on that.
But I'm still trying to figure out Snapchat, so
I actually didn't get into that either. There's too many apps that we're ready for.
Oh my gosh,
yeah, just like the main three. Yes.
So guys, we're gonna play Big Joni, Cut Your Hair, split single of Charm Pit. We can't play the Charm Pit side because we'll lose our license. Estella, hold on for me for 1 second, guys. Here's Big Joni.
Thank you.
rock and roll right there. On WTSQ 88.1 FM, two in a row from Charm Pit, we heard Bridges Go Burn, and we heard the Emily Bean edit of Bad Attitude. We also heard Big Joni and Cut Your Hair. Big, big love and thank you to Estella Adieri from Big Joni and Charm Pit. Just guys, the funeral, actually the memorial service for Officer Johnson, I believe is done. And the procession is now taking place, going to the cemetery in Sissonville. Listen up. This is really, really, really important. Avoid downtown Charleston by the Civic Center right now, by the Coliseum, especially Courier Street and where the Oakwood Road Bridge is. There is a lot of vehicles, many vehicles in the procession to the cemetery in Sissonville. If you do not need to be on the road right now, just, you know, go have a coffee, go to Starling's or go to Taylor's if you can, have a cup of coffee, chill out for a while, and let this all take place. Again, the funeral procession for Cassie Johnson taking place right now, Courier Street by the Convention Center, is nuts. Lots and lots and lots of law enforcement from all over the country have turned up to Charleston to celebrate the life of Officer Johnson. But just be mindful that there are road closures and a lot of vehicles on the road right now. So take it easy. If you're out, just go slow. Give the procession a very wide berth, and let's absolutely stay safe out there. 156, thank you, Estella. Thank you, Emily Bean and Ed and everybody who is listening, Mick. We are in the middle of our 2020 fund drive. Not our 2020 fund drive, our sustaining membership drive. Why I'm hemming and hawing is all three main TV stations in the Charleston-Huntington market are covering Cassie Johnson's service, and they are just loading Officer Johnson onto the ambulance to take her to the cemetery in Sissonville. And this is it's just another brutal thing to add to the list of really awful things that have taken place in 2020. You can watch this again. SAZ, CHS, Channel 13 are all broadcasting this live with some excellent coverage. And just again, as I said earlier, shout out to our friends and my colleagues in TV who are doing an exceptional job covering this. And you look at somebody on TV, whether they are an anchor or, you know, if it's Tim or Callie or Whitney or somebody, they're not robots. And this stuff does affect them as well. And everybody doing an amazing and professional job covering Officer Johnson's memorial today. This is not easy for anybody involved, obviously. All right. 2020 Sustaining Member Drive. First, we're going to hear from my dear friend Larry Hoskins with the top of the RID, and then we're going to hear a bunch of familiar voices talking about the importance of our Sustaining Member Drive.
Radio for the rest of us. WTSQ LP 88.1 Charleston.
WTSQ 88.1 FM. Membership drive is this week through Friday, December 11th. Please consider supporting your community radio station by visiting WTSQ.org or our mobile app. Monthly members, keep this thing going. Let's hear from a member now.
Hello, my name is DJ Dan Taylor, and I am a sustaining member of WTSQ because a Charleston without community radio is no kind of a Charleston at all. If you agree with me, please sign up and become a sustaining member at WTSQ as well.
Hey, this is Taylor Robb. I have been a listener and sustaining member to WTSQ since the beginning. It's a great radio station. It's got great hosts that tell you about all kinds of things that are local and play music that they know and they love. You should become a sustaining member to help support that, and you also get the cool perk of getting invited to some of the coolest parties in town.
Hey, everybody. This is John from Two Guys, One Show. I want to let you know our membership drive is this week, and as a 100% volunteer-operated nonprofit, WTSQ relies heavily on our sustaining members. If you're a current supporter, thank you. If not, please consider helping us out. You can go to WTSQ.org or get at us on our free mobile app. Let's check out this message from one of our members.
Thanks to WTSQ, Charleston, West Virginia is officially a cool town. One of the things that makes a town cool is a great radio station, a station that is not afraid to play music that inspires, challenges, delights, and possibly even confounds its listeners. This was always one of my Christmas wishes. I support the station so that others may experience the same joy that I did when I tuned in and heard Hazel Adkins.